Well, this is Pastor Ryan Brown from Calvary Baptist Church, and we're here for 4-H4U from the 2016 Scioto County Fair. Stay tuned for interviews with advisors, young people, projects with still projects, and large animals, small animals, but all around young people who've made an investment in something very important. So stay tuned for 4-H4U.
Born ready.
Well, I'm here at the Scioto County Fair, and I'm with a 4-H'er that's just about to call it quits, just about to retire, move on to green pastures, and tell us your name, what's going on with you?
My name is Lana Purcell, and this will be my last year showing. I've showed for about 13 years now, and I'm showing some market lambs, so it'll be my last year.
Now, have you shown market lambs the whole time?
Yes, that's been the only thing.
Would your family disown you if you tried to show anything other than lambs?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Natalie tried to show a pig, and they were like, no way, no way.
Okay, so that's not going to work. Now, you've had a long time. I mean, you've done this. It's been a big part of your life. You look back, what role has 4-H had in your life?
It's been a really big part of my life, especially with, getting to spend time with my family every summer. You know, it's a family effort. You know, everyone's involved in it. And, it's been a really important thing every summer to come out here and do this.
Now, you don't win every year.
Almost every year.
You want to win every year.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, there are however many lambs
right,
out here.
Right,
and
right.
You've had to learn to win. You've had to learn to lose.
Definitely, yeah.
How has that entered in?
Well, you know, like you said, every year you want to win. And when you don't, you know, it's disappointing. But you kind of know going in, especially that day, how you think you're going to do. You learn that sometimes your sister wins grand and you get fourth in your class. Sometimes that happens.
Wait a minute. So you've got a father that got a grand champion lamb with one daughter and a fourth in the class with the other.
Oh,
do you think that means that he loves your sister more than you?
Oh, you know the favorite of that year who went, no. You know, you never know when you're picking them what they're going to end up like.
Now, did that translate over to what he got for Christmas?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, nothing.
Okay.
Got nothing.
Okay, that was because you were broke because your lamb was fourth place.
Right. Got nothing in the sale there.
Now, you're done with 4-H after this year. You've already graduated high school, correct?
Yes, I have.
And now what? I mean, you still have a love for animals, I'm sure. What's next for you?
Well, I'll probably, help out. Still living at home, so I'll probably be, you know, right there with them, with the rest of the family, helping out every year, getting the other kids' lambs ready. And now I'll tell them all my secrets, you know, that I've kept from them all these years.
So you finally can let them in on the greatness, right?
Right. I'll show them how it's done now, finally.
Very good. Well, congratulations on a successful career, and stay involved in animals. Thank you for your investment in 4-H and their investment in you.
All right, thank you.
Well, I'm here with a young man by the name of
David Brown.
And David, your project, most of the time we think about livestock and stuff like that, but the particular project we're going to talk about now was what?
Robotics.
So tell us a little bit about your robotics project.
Well, I was looking through the 4-H book this year of all the projects, and I just started looking through, you know, you had like livestock and woodworking and scrapbooking, and you go through and you see all those projects, and I saw one thing that interested me, robotics. So I said, okay, maybe I should read about this. So I went down through and started reading the information, and I figured out it uses Legos as a kit. And
which is very interesting to a man of your age.
Yes, because I am very good with Legos. But I started looking at that. We got the kit. We got the book. We started working on it. And I said, okay, this year I want to do something big. So I said, okay, we can build a sweeper with a little broom on the front that would sweep dirt into a pan. So a boy here named Jacob Haynes got with me, and we started working hard, really hard, on building this sweeper. So we got a program on the iPad that'll let you control it for a remote control. And when we got that set up, we worked on the hardware. We built a dustpan. We got a motor from an air compressor, put that into the robot, and that was completely not a part of the project at all. What we did was we took it out of the air compressor you plug into your car, got that motor, hooked it up to Lego gears, and then the gears were hooked on to the Lego, and we plugged a store-bought wooden brush, and we turned it on, and it worked. So then we said, okay, now for the dustpan. So we got the dustpan hooked up. We used brake metal, which basically is a thin piece of aluminum. So we folded that to the desired shape, and we had a dustpan. We hooked that on, drilled holes into it for Legos, and
good deal. So how'd you do?
Well, I got first in my class and first over all STEM projects. Now, STEM is a combination of science, technology, engineering, and math. It's a kind of like a, we have a camp for it.
Yeah.
And we have a program for our school that'll start offering that soon in high school. But, and then we went up to state, but before we went up to state, we thought, okay, since we don't have an actual written down program for it, we should make it to move where it won't be, like, where it'll look around and it'll see things and it'll turn when something's put in front of it and all that. So we got that built, which took about 2 days, and it was day and night for... If you put all the days together, it took about a week total. So we went up there to state, and I was actually surprised with my score. I didn't place.
But you learned a lot.
Yeah.
And now you know what to do next year, yes, and hopefully how to improve things. Yes. So all in all, this was a good experience for you, wasn't it?
A very good experience. I am so glad I did it.
Very good. Keep up the good work.
Well, very good. I'm here in the 4-H building, and I'm here with Treva. And tell us a little bit about what's going on down here. This is day one of the fair. What's going on?
Day one of the fair. We are still signing in projects in the 4-H building, so we're getting ready to do booth judging after a bit. That'll be done.
Now, what's the purpose of these booths? Like, what are they trying to exhibit about these clubs?
The 4-H booths are really a way to show what projects the youth have completed that are not livestock projects. So okay, this is anything from a clothing project to a electricity project to fishing, any type of project.
Okay, so these are
live animals.
These are the projects that we're at still judging.
Still judging, and even some of our pre-fair judging. So like if okay, people had a swine breeding project, those also are in some of our okay, booths.
Now these booths, they're here, they're representing what the clubs have done, what the kids have done throughout the years. Why do you feel that this is such an important part of the fair, just to kind of make sure that everybody knows what's going on? Why do you think it's important?
Well, I think it's important because people don't often realize that 4-H is more than just animals.
Right.
And so this is a way to really showcase some of those other types of fun projects that we have available in 4-H.
Well, very good. So the judging is at noon on Monday.
Noon at Monday. We close the building for judging of the booths, yes.
And then we'll get all the exciting report later on.
Later on today.
Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Something in your heart between you and the Lord. Are you drifting apart, not as close anymore? There's nothing you can do that He will not forgive. Bring it to the cross, let it die so you can live. And nail it to the cross, get it forgiveness. Yeah.
I'm here at the Hog Show with Zach Shope, okay? And he has been involved in 4-H, but now you're out, right?
Correct.
Okay? But you've shown multiple animals all over this fair. And we're at the Hog Show. What's the difference? The average person comes out here, they look at a hog, and they say, that looks like ham, that looks like sausage, that looks like some bacon. But you've got to tell the difference. Somehow we arrive at a grand champion. How do you do that?
Right. Well, when you're looking for a pig, I guess you want one that's got plenty of muscle expression, big in its top, plenty of belly, one that walks really well, just puts one right down where they left off, big, heavy bones, you know, one that just, that's got a lot of eye appeal, one that, you know, there's one that always sticks out.
So when you talk about a big top, what comes out of the top?
Like
the back. Yeah, what kind of cuts of meat do you get out of that?
You get the loin, you get some rib, you know, all the good stuff that tastes good. That's what
okay. Now, it's, you know, let's talk Thanksgiving and Christmas. Where's the ham come from?
The back. But.
Now, then, where's the bacon come from?
It comes along from the middle, you know, along the rib.
Okay. And so, these, how big's too big? I mean, I'm sure there's probably a hog too big, maybe one's too small. What's the weight range?
So the fairway in, you want one, it has to be between the weights of 225 and 285. But right about prime show weight, you want them anywhere from 260 to about 275, 280, around in there.
So they really can be too big. There's too much hog.
Right. Well, there is such a thing as being.
All right.
There is such a thing as being too finished. You know, when they get up to about, it's not like a fast gear or anything else at the market. They get to their weight and they're done. So, you know, whenever you go out and look, you want one that's bigger frame that can hold a lot of weight and can still walk. But one thing you do notice when they're getting about finished, and the judges always catch it, is there's a bone that sticks up called the chine bone in between the shoulders. That's how you can kind of tell if one's about maxed out or primed out at its weight. So you want one that's going to stay fresh all the way through and not have a problem with that bone.
Give me an idea. I know there are a lot of hogs out here. They're not all market hogs. Are they all market hogs?
Yeah, they're all market hogs.
But they're all market hogs. How many market projects, just give me an idea, are we talking about?
As far as pig-wise,
yeah.
How many here? There's about, depends on the year. This year we have 136.
So that's probably the biggest show out here, I would guess, right?
Yeah, market-wise, it has the most.
Okay. Well, very good. And the hogs, they sell on Saturday morning,
so
right?
Saturday. I think we're second or third in the order this year. So
Very good. Very good. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, and I hope this home show goes well.
Thank you.
Well, I'm here in the cow barn with Mr. Rufus Hackett, and this guy is a cow showing machine. Tell everybody, first of all, what did you bring to the fair this year?
I brought a big heifer, a little heifer, and a feeder cow.
So a big heifer, how old is that? A little heifer, how old is that? Tell us how old these projects are.
Well, our big heifers are our last year's feeder calf, is the one that won last year. And then my little heifer is, she's born this year, and then my feeder calf is born this year.
Okay, so you're looking at something born February, March, somewhere around in there, and you're bringing all these animals, but this isn't the only place you show. Tell us some of the other places that you've shown animals.
Well, I show in the Southern Ohio Showdown. That's just, it hits all kinds of shows like Gallupolis and different counties and just open shows, and then they add up all your points, and then you'll win maybe a fan your first place and a blower your second place. And then I go in the best program. That is like, it takes the state fair and expo and all that. Does it almost same thing as the showdown, but it's during the winter. So
you probably got in 15 or 20 shows this year, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And how many animals did you take to these different shows?
Well, we took two in the showdown and one in the best program.
So that's just show after show and animal after animal. What in the world would make somebody work so hard to get all that done, move in and out of these shows? I mean, you must really love this cow showing thing, is that right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what makes you want to show so much?
It gets my heifers used to the shows, gets them ready for county fair, because I normally show feeder calves or little heifers during the best program and take them here during as a big heifer. And so that makes them better and used to the shows and gets them through the routine and helps me with showmanship and just helps me all around to get ready for county fair.
Well, very good. Well, hey, keep up the good work, and it's always good to see young people out here doing this, and keep showing. Try to get some sleep every now and again, okay? All right, we're here in the fair barn at the Scioto County Fair, and I've got a young man from what town, what school?
Wheelersburg.
A Wheelersburg Pirate out here in Lucasville, scared to death, running for his life. And I've got a young man by the name of Mr. Josh Bigsy Boggs. And tell us what you've got out here at the Scioto County Fair.
I have a market pig.
Now, what are you planning on doing with that market pig?
Selling it and getting money.
Selling it and getting money, and then what's going to happen to that pig after it's done?
It's going to get roasted.
Which part of the pig is your favorite part of the pig?
The bacon.
Now, what do you like to put bacon on?
Ham sandwiches.
Wait, so you put bacon on ham sandwiches?
Yeah.
So you like pig on your pig sandwich?
Yeah.
Do you like to put a pork chop on that as well?
I don't know, I haven't tried that.
Maybe a little bit of sausage?
Yeah.
So you like everything on the pig, is that right?
Yeah.
Is your favorite part the pickled pig's feet?
No.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
So how do you know that you don't like it? Got a pretty good idea. Well, very good. Now, do you have any other projects that you brought to the fair before?
No, just the pig.
Just the pig. That's kind of what your family does. Isn't it? All right. Well, I hope everything goes well. So, show is Thursday, is that right?
Yep.
Very good. Pair it up. Thanks, God.
Well, as we continue to feature some of our 4-H advisors and workers, I have with me today Ms. Diane Bennett. Now, what made you want to get involved in helping with 4-H?
Well, they approached me to ask me to help with the girls' cooking projects because one of our dear ladies was sick at the time and couldn't do that. So I filled in for her, and then I became an official volunteer.
Now, you've got grandchildren that are in 4-H.
Yes.
And so you were probably going to be bringing them back and forth to meetings and stuff like that.
That's right.
And so while you're there, you can go ahead and jump in.
Yes.
Now, how has this impacted you? Like, what What are your takeaways? What are things that you've learned as you've tried to teach these young people?
Well, I've learned that young people don't know a lot about nutrition, for one thing. And I've been happy to teach them how to eat. And this year also how to do some exercise also. Our project is sports nutrition. And I've become friends with the girls. And I just love to teach them to cook. And it's been fulfilling for me.
Now, you identified two things there. Number one was how to eat. That's something that I've mastered myself. But that whole exercise thing, that doesn't sound fun. But that's part of their project, right?
We try to make it fun for them.
Very good. Now, you've had these kids. You've worked with them. What makes you come back for round two?
Well, they need encouragement. Some of them don't get that at home. And they need some structure, and they need their connection with Calvary Baptist Church. And I just feel like that some of them aren't close to their grandmothers, and yeah. I'm a grandmotherly sort, so that fulfills that void also.
So for you, it's just a way to invest in the life of a young person and hopefully bear fruit down the road.
Exactly.
Just a little more time. Well, very good. Well, I appreciate all your help with 4-H and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
The Savior left his sweet home above, came to redeem by love, wonderful heavenly dove. Just think how he loved us, dying upon the cross, bearing the pain and loss. What a great Savior is he!
Our great and matchless Savior, sing.
Sing his praises,
his praise.
Sing his praises,
and bless.
Bow before him,
his name.
Magnify his name,
let all,
let the whole world,
the world,
let the whole world his love proclaim.
Forever
and forever,
praise him with joy,
our people sing. Sing his praises,
his praise.
Sing his praises,
his name.
And his great name,
adore,
the same adore. Crown him, crown him,
crown him,
crown him,
King
forevermore.
Let every heart his great name adore, praising him more and more
for the cross that he bore. Just think how he loved us, willing to die alone for our sins to atone. What a great Savior is he!
Our great and matchless Savior, sing.
Sing his praises,
his praise.
Sing his praises,
and bless.
Bow before him,
his name.
Magnify his name.
Let all,
let the whole world, let the whole world
his love proclaim.
Forever
and forever,
praise him with joy,
my people sing.
Sing his praises,
his praise.
Sing his praises,
his name.
And his great name,
adore.
The name adore. Crown him,
crown him,
crown him,
King,
King
forever,
evermore.
Come on and sing.
Sing his praises,
his praise.
Sing his praises,
and bless.
Bow before him,
his name.
Magnify his name.
Let all,
let the whole world,
the world,
let the whole world his love proclaim.
Forever
and forever,
praise him with joy,
my people sing.
Sing
his praises,
his praise.
Sing his praises,
his name.
And his
great
name, name adore. Crown him,
crown him,
crown him,
crown him,
crown him,
King forever.
Flesh, fullness of God in helpless space. this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save.
Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, all in the death of Christ I live. Calls me home.